This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel bombed southern Lebanon on Thursday and said it had thwarted an Iran-backed assassination plot. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Lebanon has been rocked again by exploding devices as walkie-talkies blew up around the country, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 450. The attacks, which were widely believed to be carried out by Israel targeting Hezbollah but have also killed civilians, came a day after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded, killing at least a dozen people, including children, and injuring thousands. The second wave also deepens concern about the potentially indiscriminate casualties caused in the attacks, in which hundreds of blasts went off wherever the holder of the pager happened to be, in homes, cars, at grocery stores and in cafes, often with family or bystanders nearby. Experts have said booby traps are banned under international law. I'm Karen Shamas.
In response to U.S. President Joe Biden, Sudan's army and paramilitary rapid support forces have said they are open to peaceful solutions to a conflict that has killed more than 12,000 people and created a devastating humanitarian crisis. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces had shared power after staging a coup. But in April last year, competition between the two erupted into open warfare. On Wednesday, Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan said the Sudanese government remains open to all constructive efforts aimed at ending the war. Early on Thursday, RSF leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo followed suit and said it believes the path to peace is through dialogue. Both men traded blame, however, for failing to end the conflict. They have not outlined specific steps towards peace. A UN fact-finding mission said earlier this month that both sides have committed abuses that may amount to war crimes.
David Doyle from Reuters. This is VOA News.